is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Hi.
And our special guest joining us for our annual Halloween episode, Lessons Learned from Horror Movies, our pal from across the pond who stayed up late, 3:30 by you right now?
Getting that way, yep.
Good God, man. It's our old pal, Boz. How you doing, Boz?
Hey, bear. So I've always wanted to say that on your show. I don't know why.
It's beautiful.
Long time, first time. Awesome to have you, and formerly hosted the Here Goes Nothing podcast on our fine network, Simply Syndicated, and now your co-host, along with Goggs, of the Little Pod of Horrors podcast.
Which I'm loving.
Yeah,
I got to interview a famous person for the first time ever.
Oh, I remember what that's like. How about you, Mike?
Yeah. Man, that was...
Remember those days?
Living it up. Caviar and famous people. That's all we did.
No, I found this phenomenon with the nerves that you get. And it was like, I listened back to my little recording.
Yeah.
And my first comment was to myself, which was, Boz, why don't you learn to shut the fuck up and let the person you're interviewing actually say something? I was so nervous I just ran off at the mouth, and then I got my soundbite and walked away. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yep, we know what that's like.
Yeah, you do, and, you know, I need to listen to more of your interviews and, you know, learn the best way about going about it, probably.
Right on. Well, I'm drinking a Blue Point. I refreshed Blue Point Oktoberfest.
How about you guys? Same here.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, brothers.
Three for three.
Oh, triplets.
Boz, you? Four for four?
I drank a toxic sludge.
You did? Mm.
I did. You sent us one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you sent me that the bottle
fucking
that
amazing.
Broke.
Yes, sore point. Yeah, sorry about that. I had no idea about the note in the box either, which just added massive insult to the injury. So,
yeah
he, sorry about
let
that.
Let me tell this story if anybody remembers it. So we did a little beer trade. Boz was so awesome as to get me that this brew dog out of Scotland brewed a barrel of beer under the sea, like literally at the bottom of the sea.
It's called
Sunk Punk. It was like a one-time thing. Bottle, very expensive. Yeah. I'm sure, which you did pay for, and we appreciate.
I have to say Casey sent it, but yeah.
Yeah, but then the packaging didn't quite make it here, so I ended up getting summoned to the post office to receive my illegal shipment of alcohol, and it's in a huge plastic bag, and the box is just soaking wet, and there's just like literally like beer in the bottom of this plastic bag, along with shards of broken glass from the glasses that you also put in.
Dreams.
So all the glasses broke, the bottle broke, and inside it is a note from Boz saying, hey mate, hopefully you're not reading this and it's soaked with beer. And it was.
And full of broken glass.
Which was just the kick in the nuts. Mm. Just, it was a transatlantic ball slap. It was the worst. And that was also to be my headline beer for my beer tasting party, which we wait all year for.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
Well, we're starting off on a good foot, huh?
That's really why I wanted to have you on here, just so I could yell at you.
Okay. Well, again, Casey boxed and paid for. We paid for together, but yeah. I'm taking no responsibility for that packaging.
Well, bygones are bygones, as they say, right?
I just slammed him on air. Sorry, Casey. And he loves your show. Shit. Anyway.
He used to.
We'll drink to Casey then.
Yeah.
We'll drink
to you Casey. Can't anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into this. It's Halloween week. Real quick, do you guys know what you're going to be at this year?
My wife is being hipster Snow White.
Hipster Snow White. Yeah. I know who came up with that one.
Yeah, that was her. She's like
that was all you, you little purview.
She's got yellow pants, yellow skinny jeans.
And, oh, okay.
And then the Snow White top, and then black rim glasses.
Pretty good.
And I was thinking about either like white trash Captain America, like Captain Merca, or like I don't know, something along those lines. I'm not sure.
Very nice. And Art.
I'm going as a whoopee cushion.
Nice. Spencer gifts all the way.
No, I'm just getting a big plastic bag and spray painting it red.
Awesome. Always hysterical. How about you, boss?
Well, I listened to your you know, things that scared you when you were young episode, and I've actually got an audio clue what I'm going to dress up as.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't know what that bit is.
Sounds scary, whatever it is.
Just like the, yeah, it was like the creepiest box thing I could find. No, I'm not going anywhere as anything because I'm British and we don't do that shit, which is quite sad. Cause
that's right, you guys just do it whenever you want and call it fancy dress party.
Yeah,
that's it, exactly.
And call it a rave.
We call it masquerading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Masqueraving.
But the more common thing is just to tell the one person you can't stand that it's a fancy dress party and laugh at them when they show up. But
there you go.
That's nice. Quite a common one.
We should do that, though. We should bring more costume parties into it because everybody fucking loves Halloween, dude.
Yeah.
It's the best. Like, why not just throw a Halloween party in the middle of the year? We should, dude, maybe I'll do it for my birthday party. I'll make it a dress-up, a fancy dress party.
Do it.
All right.
I'll come.
Perhaps I will. All right, cool. So let's get into this. These are lessons learned from horror movies. And, of course, Boz, the number one reason I invited you is not only because we enjoy you, but also you're host of this horror movie podcast, co-host. And I know that you also brought some of these from your partner as well, right?
I asked Gordon to send a list as well, so I'll probably be mixing them up a little bit.
Cool. So let's give the floor to you. What is a lesson learned? And for folks, you'll catch on. This also acts as a bit of a guessing game. Like, he's going to give a clue. We'll try and guess the movie. But a lot of these, a lot of other ones on my list just apply to many horror movies because they
same,
are so
yeah,
very
same here.
Chock full of cliches. But I do have some movie-specific ones as well. So the floor is yours, Boz. What's a lesson you've learned from horror movies?
Choosing which one to go with first. I think it would have to be, if all hell is breaking loose and a mass murderer is after you, follow the dog. Because if the dog gets away initially, it's going to survive. If not, then it's already nailed to your front door, so use plan B.
Wow. That's so specific. I don't know that one. This is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to know any of these.
That's got to be from a specific movie, right?
No, not really. The context, I went to a all-night Friday the 13th marathon recently.
Oh, nice.
Which was actually a friend's hen do, which I crashed. She said, oh, have I told you I'm doing my hen do? And I went, no. She told me. I went, dude, I'm coming. So that was it. All night.
Wait,
watching
Friday
the 13th.
She was doing a hen do?
A hen do, which is
a hen do,
which we call a bachelorette party.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
I thought she was just banging some like Indian
yeah,
guy.
I thought you were like cock blocking or something.
It's like, that's weird.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. Sorry. But there is one of the films, I couldn't even tell you which one, because when you're watching 1 to 8 back to back, it all becomes a blur at about this time of the morning, funnily enough.
So really, the dog gets away, huh?
Yeah, the dog survival rate in Friday the 13th movies was extremely high.
I gotta go back and watch this more.
Oh yeah, and there's one, a golden retriever called Gordon, and there's quite a lot of piss taking going on when you're sitting in a marathon like that. And right at the end of the movie, the dog comes back, and me and Emma just looked at each other and went, Gordon's alive! So.
Bring back his body!
Yeah.
That is, now that you think of it, like, that is always a badass move when the bad guy kills a dog. Like, that's one way to really get people hating him.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, it's a pussy way out.
True.
Think about it.
But I'm thinking of one scene, but I can't remember what the hell it's from, where, yeah, the dog fucking goes down. But anywho, dog goes down on a Hindu. I'll go next.
Go ahead.
Please do.
Anyone wearing a mask is usually bad news, especially a William Shatner mask.
That's the old Michael Myers, right?
Yeah, that's the Michael Myers mask, originally a William Shatner mask. But yeah, all masks are scary, even when it's on the kids who are not supposed to be scary. Like, you get to fake out.
But, oh, yes. Yeah.
Masks, generally bad news.
Now,
all you have to do to be scary is throw on a fucking mask.
Yeah, and usually the face underneath has to be completely disfigured in some way. Hence
right.
The reason for the mask, which I always found adorable, because you know it's like blind people wearing sunglasses. Like they don't want to make it uncomfortable for you, so they'll wear the mask. You know what I mean?
That'd be great if there was just there's got to be one where the horror movie villain just takes the mask off and he's just a really good looking guy.
Yeah.
There's gotta be one. He's like, oh hey,
like American Psycho, right?
Yeah
he doesn't wear a mask though, does he?
I thought he did at one point.
Well, he does rinse with a loofah and
he has it's his cold chill mask, yes, to stop his eyes being puffy in the morning.
Right.
Oh
exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Using all natural cleansing from
technically a mask.
Yes. Eucalyptus.
Score.
I'd like to also point out, I don't know how it's happening, but Boz's sound quality is better than all three of ours, and he's Skyping in from England.
It's great.
I don't understand how
it's
that
fantastic.
Works.
It's fantastic.
It's because it's quarter to four in the morning, and no other fuckers using the internet here.
Zero people are on the internet. Boz has all of the bandwidth in England right
yes.
now.
Except a bunch of Hindus.
Well, in England, it's like our old-timey phones here. Like, it's like you pick it up and somebody else could be on it, so you just have to get off.
Right.
Hello.
That's how their internet works.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to call? Who are you trying to Google? You're not going to watch porn again, are you?
Monty Python, there's so much to answer for.
How can I connect your search? All right. Let's go to Art.
All right. If you're buying a house, make sure you know what is underneath. And also make sure that there are no... Well, I'll leave it like that.
Yeah. Or what happened before you bought it.
Yes.
Yeah. Poltergeist, Amityville Horror, so on and so forth.
Yep.
House, the movie.
That shit... That shit still scares me, as far as like, you know, somebody buys a new house or something. Oh, what happened beforehand? You know, like my parents' house, their old house, the woman that had it before it like died in it, and they could have sworn there's a fucking ghost in it, in the thing, like she haunted the house.
And you know, everybody's that, you know, if they might, you know, someone died in this house, oh that's fine, it'd be crazy, hopefully we'll see a ghost, and they're like, why would you want that? Why would you want that upon you? Stop. And for someone, all of a sudden they become like Ghostbusters. Like, yeah, we'll get rid of it. Like, with what training? What are you going to do?
But you know what's really funny is like I think the proximity of the actual horribleness has a lot to do with it, because it always happens like years later. You know, it's never like right after it happened. You know what I mean? Like if you, like, for example, I had no problem with, when we moved into this place, the first day, the very first day that we moved in, I heard a blood-curdling scream come from one of the apartments below us.
And you're like, I got 15 years.
And I said, and I told my wife, I said, we're not moving, because if there's a murder-suicide, our rent's going to go down. So it's going to be perfect. So fuck it. Because, like, we have a couple years before, you know, any bad hauntings happening, I think. So we'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Good call.
Must be like ghost processing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot of red tape. It goes on before you get to come back.
Exactly.
Paranormal bureaucracy. It's fucking bullshit.
It's like a scene at the end of Beetlejuice.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, actually.
There's a funny moment in Hell Baby. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, but they buy like a haunted house in New Orleans, and like, man, we got such a good deal on this house. And like, some guy comes along, he's like, oh, you guys just bought the La Maison de Coeur. Like, oh, you hear that, honey? Our house even has a name. That's awesome. It's like, what does that mean? It's like a house of murderous blood or something like that. And then just through the whole movie, like, oh, you guys bought the Blood Mansion. They're like, just all different horrible names for it.
I've seen the trailer for that. That's on my to-watch list when it gets here.
Yeah, I think that might have been in the... was that in the monster folder at some point? I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
It was all right. It was decent. Some funny laughs. The guy from Key & Peele is in it, and he, like, steals the movie. The Key & Peele sketch show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's a black show. You guys wouldn't understand.
I would.
That's true. Art would. All right, Mike.
All right, this is just kind of a general one. This really doesn't have a specific movie, but you guys can point this out in specific movies if you'd like. if you ever walk into a place that you believe is empty, don't go, hello?
Good call.
Yeah, when they hear a sound, they'll yell hello. Like it's like, it's just me, the ghost.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you. I dropped my mug.
Because you don't know where that noise was coming from, or even if there is no noise, you don't know where anything is coming from. But yet, while you saying hello, now whatever is in there knows exactly where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's victim echolocation.
Right. Sonar. Murder sonar.
Here it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much every movie.
Yeah.
Good call. Boz.
Well, we'll go to Gordon, shall we?
Sure, do
no.
it.
Okay. If the guy/girl that you are dating is insanely hotter than you deserve, then there may be an evil ploy behind it, resulting in you getting covered in pig's blood and killing a shitload of people.
Terry!
It's quite topical, that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you think, Boz, about that? Like, are you excited about this one, or are you just kind of like, eh?
Do you know what? I haven't seen the original Carrie for a very long time, and some of the remakes actually haven't been that bad. I might get shot for saying it, but I've actually been quite enjoying them. And from what I've seen, it looks really good.
Did you like the Evil Dead remake?
I loved the Evil Dead remake.
Really?
We were quite gushy about it, actually.
So now you got two strikes there, Boz. The beer and then the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Tread lightly, my friend.
All right, here's the third strike. Did you like the original Insidious?
Might have done this.
All right, so for Jay,
wait. No,
it was.
I'll redeem you. Did you like Caddyshack 2?
Anyway, Insidious. No, I know it was cheesy and obvious and all that kind of stuff, but there were a couple of really decent scares in it, which I found it a little bit different, but. Not for everybody. That's what I love about the horror genre, and we go on about this. Some people absolutely love something, and you know the whole other section of people hate it, which is why every movie review you see for a horror is 3 stars.
Yeah.
3 stars. It's like, if it's 2 or 1, avoid. If it's 3, it's probably not a bad movie, actually. So,
well, let me ask you this, because I'm not a big horror fan at all. Jay, I know that you are, and Boz, obviously you are. I avoid them, not at all costs, but I've seen some, but I don't go out of my way to see a horror movie. What is the appeal to you as a horror fan?
Oh, that's a massive question.
Yeah, okay. Well,
listen to the show. Yeah. Listen to our show.
Yeah.
I'm sure we answered it several times.
Like, if you had to explain it, you know, explain the genre to somebody completely foreign to it, like, well, you know, just sum it up. How would you say that you like it?
It's like roller coasters. Some people can't stand them, but it something that makes you on edge, scared. It, in some people, it creates like a brain chemical that sort of floods your system with dopamine and you feel good. So kind of like the after effects of adrenaline, or, you know, kind of thing. And for other people, it just makes them feel like shit and they don't like it. But it's such a huge genre that I actually believe that everybody can like a subsection of the horror genre. You talked the other week about Paranorman. You know, it's a kid's movie. It's a horror movie. It's got horror tropes. There's so many like that. Then you've got the ghost movie. Some people can't stand ghost movies. We've got no problem watching someone sitting in a chair getting tortured with a power drill. So, do you know what I mean? It's for me, I like the whole lot. And I guess it is because it's something that can evoke a reaction in me that isn't just mental. It's a little bit physical, you know.
Mm.
You know, when you curl up, you go, oh, fuck, you know, and you put your hands over your face and, like, or you wince even, or, you know, it's eliciting a response in every which way. And I guess I like it for that, really.
Hmm.
Yeah, we go into that a lot on various episodes.
it's interesting, though, because it's like, it's one of those things where, like, would you consider, you know, would you consider something like, that's not necessarily horror, but would be, you know, suspense. You know, would you consider that to have, as you said, horror tropes to it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of it at the moment, especially with movie posters and things like that. Has anyone seen The Tall Man?
No, what's that?
Phantasm Tall Man?
No, it's a Jessica Biel film. That was very British. and that is marketed, her on the front, looking scared, big tall guy with a hood on behind. Looks exactly like a horror movie. It's just a suspense thriller. There's nothing, it is not horror in the least bit. And it sort of pisses us off a little bit because some films get, I don't think they do very well unless they were pointed at the horror genre and at the horror fans. And then we watch it and go, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they trick you to go see it.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on at the moment.
Hate that.
Yeah.
All right. My next one is Bad Guys Can Walk As Fast As You Can Run.
Yes.
No matter how fast you run, the monster or the villain will always walk and will always catch you. Usually because you're going to fall two or three times regardless of the surface that you're walking or running on.
Yeah, right.
But yeah.
You could have like the best Jordans on. And walking on a fucking smooth surface.
You could have the 11s with the carbon fiber plating and still trip, right? Exactly. Come on.
Come on, guys. And you're going to fall on a speck of dust on the hardwood floor.
Doing a crazy crossover like Iverson, you know?
That's usually because the killer has managed to artfully suspend a dead body in a tree that will only fall down into camera shot as you run underneath it.
Right.
It's like, how do they do that? It's like they're on a really long fishing line, just boink, this will scare them.
Yeah, bad guys definitely have very elaborate ways of scaring you that really don't need, that aren't necessary.
Comes with a set of directions.
Yeah.
Set of directions.
I always wanted to see like something like that where you just, a really quick shot of him setting it up. Just kind of
like Freddy Krueger, like looking at like a how-to.
Yeah.
All right, so string up the body.
This will really
put the pressure point under this tree stump.
Yeah. He's getting all excited. Oh, this will really get him. This is going
to be these schematics. These aren't to scale.
Acme body release system.
Jason, come here. Will you use this? Jason, come here.
Where's that machete? Cut this right. This is not to length.
Very true.
All right, your next one.
Yeah, if a family pet dies, just let it go and get a new one.
Get over it.
Cremate it.
Move on.
It.
Yeah.
Do not bury it.
Yeah, don't be so sentimental about your fucking pets.
Yeah.
Pet cemeteries, no good.
Yeah.
So I've actually, again, I'm not a big horror fan. What I've never seen Pet Sematary, but the whole thing is they bury the pets, they come back to life, and then like a kid dies, and they bury the kid, and the kid come back to life. Right? Is that how it works?
I don't think I've ever seen that the whole way through.
No, yeah,
Boz, help us out.
No, yeah, that's what happens, man. They're the guy who played what was it? The main guy in the Munsters. He's in it too, and he gets killed. Pretty sadly through the kid that comes back with... Right, Boz?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I've never seen Pet Sematary, no. Don't know why, but it just never got on my radar.
The whole premise is like they're living kind of in the country, and in the woods there's like an Indian burial ground, but...
Of course, it's always Indian.
They live on this busy road in the woods, and the cat gets run over by a truck, and then... The son gets run over by a truck and he buries the kid in the cemetery. And
how about put up a stop sign?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say this. The lesson learned is if you're driving a truck, don't listen to the Ramones singing a song called the movie that you're in. That's the cause of all the problems.
Love that.
And I think it's Stephen King driving the truck when it hits the kid as well.
Is it?
No, it's Stan Lee.
Is it Stanley?
Yeah.
And he yells, Excelsior, as he hits the kid. Look both ways, true believers. By the way, did you hear the new Nerdist episode with Stanley on it?
No. I saw that Tom Hanks came back again, though.
No, I fucking hate Stanley now. He is the worst. He starts the interview, right? Or starts the show, and Stanley doesn't know it's starting. So he's having a normal... conversation. He's actually answering questions. The minute he goes, "Oh, we're rolling," and then he goes into the Stan Lee act.
He turns into Stan Lee,
and doesn't answer another question seriously for the entire 60 minutes of the rest of the show. It is the fucking most irritating thing I have ever heard. And he actually there's a bitter old man in there too. Like there's points where he's really just seriously being a dick.
And he's also losing it a little bit at one of the Comic-Con, I think San Diego. He had a they were talking to him about a couple of movies. He was like, yeah, you know, then when Ant-Man comes out and people like from Marvel, like, no, don't say anything. Just stop. And he was like, instead of it being like an hour long presentation, they cut it short. Like, yeah, well, Mr. Lee has got to go. He's got to do some other events. But he started giving the whole thing away of what different movies Marvel was going to do. And they're like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're done here.
I think he's just being a dick because he doesn't give a shit. Because they don't probably pay him enough as he thinks he should get.
Yeah, they probably don't. Yeah, they probably don't.
I'm telling you, shit. Listen to the Nerdist one, and you're going to be like, yeah, Stanley is the worst. I fucking hate him. I wish Spider-Man was never invented. That's how annoying it is, dude. I wanted to smash my phone, I guess. I
was gonna say
smash my radio. But
Jay Smash.
Yes. Anyway.
Lee. All right.
Where were we? Art?
You just did one.
Mike.
Cemetery. All right, Mike.
By the way, my wife stayed in the house where they filmed that in Gage's bedroom.
Oh, wow. Fun fact.
I think I've told that before, yeah. She nannied for this rich couple in Westchester, and they had a house in Maine, and it was the fucking Pet Cemetery house.
Wow.
Fuck. Fun fact.
That's creepy.
Freaky.
Freaky fact. Fright fact.
Fright fact. Love it.
That's almost like the beginning of that rocker dude, the rocker laugh.
The rocker laugh?
It's almost like our rocker laugh.
Yeah, wait, play it again?
Play them together. Ready?
Play it again. Now. Wow, that's fucking great. Wait, where's Mike?
Where's the rocker laugh?
Hold on, I gotta get it.
Pay your screams.
We have our guest out soundboarding you, Mike.
It's right here.
Same guy. Totally the same guy.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, go ahead.
Remember, it's just a fucking doll. Kill it.
Gotta be Chucky.
Play.
Yeah, that, and I'd also say the fucking clown at the end of the bed in what was that movie? The thing?
Poltergeist?
No, wasn't it The Thing?
It, yeah. It, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a fucking doll. I never understood that. I never understood how fucking Chucky and...
Same thing with the Saw doll, too. The Saw doll and the tricycle. Yeah. Just smash it. Light it. Destroy it.
Fucking step on it.
Wait, it wasn't a doll. It was a clown.
What? Yeah, it was a clown doll.
It was an actual real person. No, there was a doll in it, but I don't think the doll came to life.
No.
A little clown doll in the bedroom.
I thought so.
Like a little figure.
It was a damn spider at the end, Mike.
Whatever, dude.
This Puppet Master, have you seen that?
Wants to be.
No, what's
yo!
That? Oh, that's hilarious, that movie.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Was it some evil German scientist and his little puppets, one of which has a flamethrower for a hand and one has a hook for a hand.
Little marionettes.
The least scary thing ever, and managed to kill a load of people 17 times their size somehow. And they made four of them.
The saw doll kind of looked like one of those guys, didn't he? Like,
he did a little bit,
drill
yeah.
hand, a little. I miss those, like, cheesy... like 80s horror movies, man. Just Puppet Master and like Chopping Mall and just like ridiculous. they're the best. That's how I get into horror movies, man. Because like my dad, we knew the people who owned the video store around the corner from my house. Mm. So like, I don't know, probably at like 13, I was 12. I was like, I had the okay to rent R-rated movies.
Cool.
So once that happened, it was like straight to the horror freaking section. And I would just rent like every day, new horror movie. It's like boobies, blood. It's the best.
Well, we have
boobies
a little
blood 2, boobies, blood 3.
Yeah. Boobies are a huge factor, so much so that we've actually introduced the boobometer to our show. We rate a movie based on the boob content, starting from A, going up to sort of, you know, double F.
Beautiful.
Well, Jay, you liked the Friday the 13th remake because of the boob factor, right?
Oh, the boobs were awesome in that movie.
Oh my word, were they? Oh yeah,
especially that
scene where Voorhees takes off his bra.
Yeah, those were nice. Weirdly though, had the bra over it, and they were just as horrible underneath.
What's
he had,
the
like
best
the ugly bra?
Boob horror movie.
Ooh,
Piranha.
Piranha,
the remake.
Piranha's 3D. A horror movie?
Oh, yeah.
That was in the vein of, like, the cheesy 80s. That was, like, a tongue-in-cheek one.
It was so well done.
Yeah,
like boobin' cheeks, am I right?
Hey, guys.
Am I right?
The boob can hostel's pretty high as well.
Which one? Yeah, hostel. Good one.
Hostel. Yeah. First sort of, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour of that, that's pretty much all it's about.
Yeah, it's just like sex.
The funny thing is about like hostel, that's what like they call hotels in like, you know, Europe and shit.
Yeah.
But here it's like, I thought it was like hostel, like it was like a bad villain or something.
No, that's what it means, hostel. Like the places that you stay.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, they don't call...
You thought the bad guy's name was hostel?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you in this room with bunk beds and smelly foreigners. Ooh.
No, hostel, don't do it.
And I'm only going to charge you $20 a night.
No, you monster. Betamax.
I wonder after those movies came out how the hostel industry has been doing. I can probably think that they would probably have gone down a little bit, no?
Well, in Eastern Europe, certainly.
Yeah,
right. When I went to Amsterdam, it was before those movies came out, and I was like, man, just walking down some of those side streets and alleys, it's like someone came out of one of these doors and grabbed you. Goodbye. Like, you will never be found again. And that's pretty much what happens in those movies.
Oh, cool. Remind me never to go there.
All right. Boss, back to you.
Okay. If you have a bathroom mirror cabinet, smash it to smithereens and buy a wooden-faced one. You look like shit every day, but at least you won't have a heart attack every time you close the fucking door on it.
Yep, I just had mirrors are bad.
That's
mirrors
classic.
Are always bad. Yeah, the classic. And never wash your face in the bathroom. Mm.
Yeah, and then look up.
Yes, and the minute you come
or
up from
shower.
Washing your face, and there's always going to be someone in the mirror.
Yeah.
Showers too, yep.
Yeah, why are bathrooms are just like fucking death traps, apparently.
Like, don't
for everything.
Actually, there was a film, I think it's a remake of one of the Japanese ones called Mirrors. It was Kiefer Sutherland in it.
Yeah.
And it's not a great movie, but it's got one of the most disturbing mirror death scenes I've ever seen in a horror movie.
Spoil it.
Huh? Spoil
Tell
it?
Us.
Yeah, okay. Basically, I think it's his wife. They're getting haunted by this entity that uses mirrors, and she's looking. She's in the bath, and her reflection is still standing in the mirror after she walks away. So she turns her back, and she doesn't see it's still there. And it's standing, looking in the mirror. It grabs its top and bottom jaw and just starts to pull them apart.
Sick.
While the mirror reflection is doing this, and the face is cracking apart either side. While her in the bath, it's happening to her as well. And you just see this bottom jaw and this tongue hanging out, and it's the prosthetics are fantastic, and it's just fucking creepy.
Jesus.
Amazing scene.
That's another one of those movies I fucking had the idea for, and then they made it. I was like, God damn it.
Fuck. Kind of like MySpace.
Yeah, that too. I have my own website.com. I used to own that.
Does anybody, in any horror movies, has anybody died like taking a really fucking horrible shit? Like wild t- That's the only part of the bathroom that seems to be safe. Like the
isn't there one of those in Chud? Doesn't one of them come up out of the toilet?
Shit?
I think so.
I'm thinking Dreamcatcher is a Stephen King adaptation.
Oh,
and they have there's a thing in that called the shit weasels.
Wow.
And it comes out painfully into the toilet and then attacks you once it comes out. And the guy's like sitting on the toilet and it's trying to come back out of the toilet seat.
All right, never mind. Everything's
hang on while I update the name of my fantasy football team.
Shitweasel.
And have you heard about Milo? Milo is a demon that lives in a man's ass. That's coming out.
I just watched that, Dad Milo. I just watched that the other day.
Looks brilliant.
I fell asleep. It was so stupid. That's funny. All right, I'm up.
Yeah.
Most summer camps usually have ice hockey equipment laying around.
Do they?
Sure. You could generally find an ice hockey goalie mask at a summer camp.
Oh, I get it.
Where did he get that from?
Do you know what? I was shocked when
under
I
the sea.
That's your answer for everything, Art.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the hockey mask doesn't turn up till the third movie.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, Jason doesn't kill anybody till the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all his mom in the first one.
If you want to get all technical about it.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Come out in 1981.
Well, the thing I loved about it, and I never realized because I didn't realize until I got there I hadn't actually seen the third one, the hockey mask is actually brought along by the geeky, nerdy kid who thinks it's hilarious to keep playing horror pranks on everybody.
And he steals it from him. Let me guess what happens to him. Yeah, he survives.
He's a grifter.
So Jason is the horror equivalent of a hipster because he's wearing it now ironically to kill people.
Yeah.
The hipster killer.
Yeah.
Next season on Dexter.
No, he'll be slicing up logs.
The lumberjack killer.
Fucking woods. Idiot.
All right, Art.
I think this goes for everything. He was even joked about in Scream. Never say, "I'll be right back."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Or another one is, "Everything's going to be fine."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another line.
Yeah, and don't they say the black guy always dies first in Scream
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just had, "Don't be black."
And other than Candyman, has there ever been a black horror guy?
That's another mirror one, though, right there.
Yeah, but he's a black guy.
Yeah. There must be. That's a bad guy.
Wasn't there a black...
Blackula.
Zombie. Blackula. There you go. That's true. Wasn't one of the main zombies black one of the Of the Dead's movies?
Yeah, the remake Land of the Dead.
Yeah.
Romero's. He leads the troop.
Yep.
Land of the Dead Before Time.
Oh, so you got zombie dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Awesome.
Does Vampire in Brooklyn count as horror?
Yeah, Vampire in Brooklyn, Eddie Murphy.
Zombiesaurus, Lex. Zombiesaurus.
Dude, let's pitch that to sci-fi. Seriously, they'll make that.
Is Sharknado a horror movie?
I think it's more of a sci-fi.
Not really?
I don't know.
There's a chainsaw in it. Does that make it count?
How about Sharknado versus Zombiesaur?
Zombiesaurus. Oh, that is totally a fucking sci-fi movie, by the way.
Yeah. Even Jurassic Park, those are Zombiesaurus. Kinda, no?
Kinda.
Oh, kinda, sorta. That's
so meta. It's like the ultimate pet cemetery, actually.
It's true.
If you think about it.
It's a controlled pet cemetery. All right, Mike.
I'm going to stick with the summer camp theme. And that is, if you're at summer camp and you happen to like a girl, make sure that she is actually a fucking girl.
Mm. Wow.
Oof. This is one of the worst fucking horror movies I've ever seen.
I don't know this one.
I don't know where you go with this.
Sleepaway Camp?
Oh, yes!
That's the fucking big reveal.
It's the big reveal at the end?
You're right. Wow. But wait, now, isn't she a little girl, though? She's a little girl, though, isn't she?
No, she's got a dick.
No, I know, but she doesn't sleep with anybody.
Yeah, but the one guy, like, isn't it, like, the whole movie about how, like, the one guy, like, really likes her and wants to fucking, like, I don't know. I forget it. I honestly haven't seen it in the fucking longest time.
We'll just say yes.
I don't get it.
You just remember the end.
I just remember the end because I was like, what the hell? All my friends were like, this is the funniest shit ever. And I'm just like, all right. And I'm watching it and like, this isn't funny at all. And then I'm like, this is a terrible movie. And then the big thing at the end, I'm like, what the fuck did you just make me watch?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because it's like a kid who has a dick.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone's trying to fuck her.
Whatever. I don't remember. I don't remember the fucking movie. I'm just.
And I was worried I was going to go obscure.
Yeah, that's another one of those classic 80s ones, man.
Yeah. And there's like
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Isn't there like four Sleepaway Camp movies?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. And they remade it. I thought they remade it.
They did? So do like at the end of each one, does like another kid have a dick? And you're just like, okay.
Another kid has two dicks in part two.
And two? I get it. Cool. And then the third one, the guy's name's Dick.
Now the dick is an actual little man attached in the groin area whose name is Dick.
Got it.
It's weird. It's like a conjoined twin type of situation.
Cool. Works.
All right, Vaz, back to you.
Another one from Gordon. Having a weekend getaway with your friends in a log cabin will only result in your death. Yes, you may get some beforehand, but you'll be dead soon after.
Absolutely. Another any number of movies.
Yes.
Evil Dead's Cabin in the Woods, to be quite literal.
Yeah.
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever, yeah.
Great boobs in that, too.
Long Cabin.
Wrong
Turn.
Dusty Roads.
Hut in the Forest. Is that one?
Porn in the Woods. Oh, no, sorry.
Teepee in the Meadow.
I'm not dumping it. That's fucking
brutal. That was a Native American remake.
Yeah. It was built on an Indian burial ground, so it was really bad.
But yeah, but all that again, all
English,
the houses
it was
are.
An English burial ground.
Yes, yeah, it was all backwards. It was an Indian
I'm
family.
Coming for you, governor.
It was an Indian family being haunted by an English burial ground. That would be fucking hilarious.
See, my love.
Rolled reversed.
That's great. When you think of it, though, isn't really all of America an Indian burial ground?
If you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? All right, my next one is don't fuck, be a virgin.
Yes.
Yeah.
The virgins always live. Anyone who fucks is dead.
She's a virgin?
Yeah, Monster Squad. Love that movie.
I've got that one, too. Wolfman's Got Nards. It's an important lesson to learn. Art?
Even though it looks like it's going to be a fun circus, don't go in the big top.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Yes!
Yes!
Aim for the nose.
Yep. They will blow up in popcorn.
Yeah.
God, I haven't seen that for years. That attacking the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a classic. Isn't George Clooney in that one, or he's in two? He's in Killer Tomatoes 2, I think.
No, it's George Clinton.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, George Clooney is definitely in one or two.
Definitely need to revisit.
My there was like a my buddy JT, who was just on the show last week, had there was like a Killer Clowns from Outer Space DVD. He would always throw a crazy Halloween party, but there was like a DVD that would just get passed around from person to person because nobody wanted it. I remember that quite fondly. Like anytime it was someone's birthday, hey, got you this Killer Clowns from Outer Space DVD. I don't think it ever even got unwrapped.
Wow,
like the never-ending joke gift.
Your joke gift with your friends is a lot more manageable than mine is. Jesus,
what's yours?
My joke gift is it's like a 5-pound can of pudding. It's like huge. It's like a fucking like it's like the size of your head. And
$37 worth of pudding.
And you can't get rid of it. And you can't throw it out. It's a dreaded dish to pass. It's fucking terrible. Nice. And for my wedding, my one friend gave me the exact same fucking size can of yams. I'm like, you're an asshole. Now I gotta hold on to this.
Well, when the apocalypse comes, at least you won't be hungry.
Oh, yeah. That's all I want to do is eat a 15-year-old can of pudding.
You can dip the yams in the pudding.
I got a question for you from an English chat.
Ed. Go ahead.
How do you define pudding?
Pudding?
Because pudding's like dessert for us. I know there are puddings. But we have chocolate pudding and treacle pudding and spotted dick.
Relax. We get
Schmeagle pudding.
No, it's chocolate pudding. It's the same thing.
Master loves it.
All right, who's up? Where were we?
Art is, I think.
Go ahead, Art.
No, I just did my killer clown.
Oh, you did?
Okay, that's true. Mike's up.
Oh, sorry.
Should be.
Okay, if you are going to go to sleep, at least know how to wake up.
Yes.
You know, because you know, if you have mastered the art of waking up from a bad dream, it does come in handy, and you should probably do it.
My thing with that, to go piggyback with that, is sleep in shifts.
Sleep in shifts?
Yeah.
That's easy. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
The whole Nightmare on Elm Street could have just stopped if you like, you know what? I'll sleep the first shift, you sleep the second, and the other, and like Bobby Joe sleeps the third. Right. Good.
They try that, and then the other person always falls asleep. That's the problem.
That's why you have three people.
That's why you have 5-hour energy now.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why Freddy's obsolete now. There's no more Freddy movies. So many energy drinks.
Yep.
It's all been done. I actually had a different take on it.
What was that?
Well, instead of like drinking coffee and Red Bull and trying to stay awake the whole time, what you should do is just eat an absolute fuck ton of strong cheese and just go to sleep happily. And then your dreams will be so fucked up, Freddy will walk in and go, "Ooh, I'm out of here," and run away.
Why, cheese gives you bad dreams?
That's the myth.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Cool.
People say they have nightmares if they eat strong cheese before bed.
Strong cheese.
I've never found it to be true, but, you know.
Hmm. Interesting.
If you mainline some Stilton, let's, you know, see if it works.
Never heard that one.
Interesting.
Either that or you could just do a bunch of meth.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you'll be fine.
Stay up for 7 days in a row.
Speaking of which, Jay, you brought up the point like how Freddy's irrelevant right now. Like in Freddy versus Jason, didn't Freddy use Jason to like scare people to be back so he could come and like be alive again?
Yeah.
Bring his name back. Make them remember him because the authorities had locked up the only kids who were saying his name in a mental institution.
All I know is that the ending of that was bullshit. Jason fucking won fair and square.
Yeah.
There's no way Freddy could have still been alive. Nope. Spoiler alert.
I think I saw the end. You know what was really funny? the funniest part about that movie was the very end where they're on the dock or whatever. And
he's having the girl?
And the black girl in it, like, she makes it to the very end, and at the very end, they're just like, bap! kill it, like, right away. Like, bap! Bap! Forget it, whatever.
That was Kelly Rowland.
Yes, it was. You're right. I love that. I always think about that, even with, like, regular movies, like, disaster movies and shit, especially, like, the Roland Emmerich stuff, which are just fucking hilarious movies. But the guys that, like, survive all of the shit, and then the very last, like, thing that happens, they're like, "Oh, I fell. It's over." I love that.
Oh, I got a hangnail.
Yeah.
All right, Boz, back to you.
Okay. It doesn't matter, even if you're having your lungs extracted through your nasal cavity with a coat hanger, you must keep filming. People are going to want to know what happened here.
No. Is that hostile?
That's every fan footage movie you've ever seen.
Okay. Oh, right. Because they won't stop filming and help somebody.
Yeah, right. And it's so often. We've seen so many of them now. We did a fan footage special, actually. And it's just, oh, for fuck's sake, you would not be filming this now. And it's like somebody's getting horribly murdered in front of you, but you keep rolling. Don't help them or anything. Just get it all on tape.
That and night vision is always scarier than regular.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
got to be in night vision.
Boz, in your opinion, and from that show, I guess, if you'd like to give it away, what was the best found footage movie, horror movie out there?
We gave it because of its status and what it did at the time. It had to go to the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch.
But if I was going to say what my actual favorite was, it's got to be Wreck.
Oh yeah, Wreck's fucking awesome. The Japanese one or the remake?
No, this but Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. That's right. I'm sorry.
Dios mío.
Yeah.
De muerte.
Grande naranjas en mi cabeza.
You know what? Don't watch Wreck with dubbed. Don't watch the Spanish one dubbed in English. It is horrendous. It ruins it.
Well, I'm learning Spanish, so I tend to watch anything in Spanish as it is. But I was watching it with my other half, who is from Spain, and she got really stressed out because she said, "You can't hear because everybody's talking at once." She says, "You're only getting the main line they're choosing to translate on the subtitles." She says, "I'm hearing everything. It's just way more stressful for me."
Yeah. You know what? That could be my favorite foreign film. Now that I think of it, we mentioned that a couple episodes back. I think in Topic Roulette, someone asked us what our favorite foreign film was.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good one, man.
So what's that movie about?
It's basically, like some kind of virus or something breaks out in like an apartment building. And so they quarantine the whole place off. And then there's like a news reporter is in there. And then it's just them just trying to fucking survive basically, or trying to find out what it is. And then hell breaks loose.
It's really well done.
A while back. It's very good. It's short too, which is cool. It's just like short and fast paced. And it's pretty scary.
I mean, the remake was largely pointless because it was almost shot for shot and very close to the original.
Yeah, it was.
Just, it was Dexter's sister instead.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have you seen the third one?
Okay, I remember that.
That's right.
Have you seen Wreck 3 yet?
No, I didn't even know there was a Wreck 2.
Okay, Wreck 2 carries
wreck
on straight,
two, wrecking ball.
Straight after.
Still wrecking.
Wrecks in effect.
That's the hip-hop. That's the black version.
Where the white person dies first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On an Indian battleground.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Buzz?
Oh, so, yeah, Wreck 2 carries on straight after the first one, but Wreck 3 is a bit of a prequel. It's only okay. Just a prequel. Oh, God. But it's like the... Oh, God.
I'm done. Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry. Wreck 3. Go ahead.
My favorite was the video game version, Wreck-It Ralph.
And video boom game. Goes dynamite.
Ralph goes crazy, kills everyone in the little building.
There's a virus in the little building. Where Ralph
it's just
is.
The point of view from the little people live
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wreck 3.
I was going to say anyway. No, I was going to say, check it out because it is it's the Army of Darkness for the Wreck trilogy.
Okay.
And there's a bit in it I love. Is basically it starts off with, like, you know, camera footage and all this kind of thing, and it all kicks off, and the guy who's doing the filming is a bit of a Michael Moore wedding videographer. He's like, right. No, I have to keep filming. People are going to want to know what happens. And the groom at this wedding basically goes batshit crazy, smashes his camera on the floor. And he's like, fuck that. And then it's a normal film from that they're in.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of sort of tongue in cheek comedy with it. It's a good fun movie actually.
Really, was 2 any good?
I like. I tell you what, I'm going to say. Listen to the next episode of Little Pod of Horrors.
Oh, right. Look at that!
Nice tease.
Nice plug. Good plug. All right, who's up?
You are, Jay.
I am. Whatever the first sudden sound is that scares you is not the thing that will kill you.
Ooh,
so don't worry
good.
About it.
True that.
The old fake scare.
Fake
it'll always be a cat or something simple, something falling off a table.
Yeah.
And
the
then
phone ringing.
Yeah. And then once you go, oh, it was just the cat. And then you turn around and you get stabbed in the face.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like the first time you shut the fridge door, there's nothing behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first time you shut the bathroom cabinet, there's nothing in the mirror.
Yeah. The first time, yeah, when you when you think something's in the shower and you quickly slide the shower curtain open. Not in there. Somebody did a great... they, like, flipped that thing on its side. I can't remember what the hell movie it was, but they did, like, triple and quadruple versions of that.
Yeah.
I can't fucking remember who it was. It was fairly recent, probably in the last 5 years. Yeah.
It's quite common now because we're all so used to those scares, yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, now they're 3 and 4 and 5 time in it.
But going back to Insidious, you see, that's what I liked about that. The daytime in the middle of the day kitchen scare, that was good.
Yeah, but I missed it. That's the thing.
Well, that's your fucking fault.
You're talking about the kid and by the coats?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about?
There's a bit where they're talking about this horrible gribbly that's after their kid and everything else, and it's a nice sunny day, and they're all sitting around the kitchen table, and, like, sun equals safe, you know, in a ghosty movie. And, then this horrible face, she just appears next to, sort of behind the head of the other woman. The big demon-y thing from the end.
Yeah,
and
that's like...
That scared the shit out of me.
That's like the biggest scare in the fucking movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You're safe. It's daylight. Nothing's going to happen.
Right. You were too busy tweeting or putting out your things
on
Facebook.
Yeah, I was too busy drinking and laughing and live Facebooking it. Mm. How bad it was. All right, Art...
I don't know why people do this, but don't split up. Just all stay together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good call. Let's split up.
Yeah.
We
can get picked off easier this way.
That was expertly dealt with in Cabin in the Woods, actually.
Yeah. How specifically? I don't remember, but I love
Cabin.
Because
it's like, no, shit's going down. We should all stay together. And then they have to pump, like, a pheromone into the room, and they go, actually, I think we should split up.
See, that was a cool movie. That had a really cool twist to it.
Did.
I really dug
that. Not spoiling that.
Yeah. Yeah, see that movie. Even if you don't like horror movies, you like that movie.
Yeah.
Or at least you'll appreciate it.
Hmm.
All right, Mike?
You said the I'll be right back thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The other one is, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
That's, I think Art said that too.
Oh, did you say that one?
Sure. No, after I said the I'll be right back, you said everything's going to be fine. So you did bring that
did
up.
Did I bring that one up?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Okay. Let's see. Skip me. Come back.
All right, Boz.
Oh, well, use one of Gordon's. Yeah. Corn isn't just a food source. It can also be used to make a gasoline substitute. Oh, and also come on stalks, which can either be used as spears or to hide creepy kids and scarecrows.
Very nice.
That's about five movies there.
Well, yeah, combo set. Pack.
That was very good. I actually, shit, that was one of mine. Stay on the bus. That was one of mine. Just stay, like, if something breaks down, just stay. Don't
leave the vehicle.
Don't leave the vehicle. Don't leave it, you know.
And if your friend runs into a cornfield, they're already fucked. Just leave them. Go.
Yeah. If you're in the car and you hear something tapping the top of the car, don't get out to see what it is.
Yeah.
My next one is, lesson I learned is vampires can't crash parties, you guys.
No.
Yes.
Not invited. Sorry.
Not invited, dude.
Which may be the stupidest rule in all of horror. Was that an original Bram Stoker creation, that rule?
I don't think it was.
Because that is fucking stupid.
I think it was just a knock on homosexuals, to be honest. I think they were just being very bigoted.
Right. So the outside world is the closet.
Right. I get exactly.
It. I see what you're saying.
Ooh. Yeah,
see that?
Deep.
It's pretty heavy, Ogre.
Over, Louie.
All right, Art.
Just keep the car running.
Yes!
Or get an automatic car starter. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I always, we'll I never always love the, when you the need. Fumble for the keys.
Yeah. Come on. It goes under the car, and then, like, the monster's on the other side.
Right.
Cars also never start the first time either.
No. Yeah. Nope. Never start the first time. Love that one.
Mike?
The old methods are tried and true as far as all of the old... I'm just going back to kind of like the old school monsters, the vampires and the werewolves and everything.
Universal monsters.
Yeah, universal monsters. The old methods are tried and true. The silver bullets, the garlic, which is another stupid fucking horror thing with vampires. Vampires are definitely the stupidest out of all the fucking horror monsters. They're definitely the stupidest. That and I think the creature from the Black Lagoon, which we discussed.
Yeah, the mummy is pretty shitty too. The
mummy is pretty shitty.
Yeah, because what we need for him is a match.
Yeah.
I'm working on a vampire novel right now where the vampires are allergic to gluten.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it, think
many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got things. They were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.